I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. In more ways than one, Oblivion offers a vision of a chilling future. What leaps to the eye most impressively is our planet in ruins, decades after an alien invasion. An invasion so destructive that it shattered the moon. At the same time, though, this bloated sci-fi adventure suggests a future in which the theatrical movie medium is dominated by productions that are ever richer in high-tech visual arts and ever more impoverished in the art of telling a story. It's not that Oblivion has nothing on its mind. The narrative is fairly complex, even though it's bolted together from recycled themes. But feelings are discussed instead of dramatized, and coherence suffers the moon's fate. Tom Cruise is Jack, a man with a mission that's more mundane than you might guess from the weapons he wields and the so-called bubble ship he flies. Jack is basically a repairman. He fixes the drones that protect Earth's only remaining industry, a vast extractive operation that's supposedly providing power for an ongoing human migration to the largest of Saturn's moons. As one of the last of his species in a lifeless environment, he goes about his work like a flesh-and-blood Wall-E and shares an ultra-modern house perched on a slender pedestal with his significant other, Victoria, who's played by Andrea Riseborough. Victoria also serves as his mission control when Jack is off on a repair trip. For a while, there's an interesting contrast between the couple's home life. They could pass for slightly stuffy suburbanites, savoring fine wine at dinner, and Jack's nagging nostalgia for an Earth that no longer exists. His longings first surface in a silent, hauntingly lyrical black-and-white preface that shows a bustling New York long before he was born, as well as a smiling, nameless beauty from the same era who has somehow become his most precious memory. But almost an hour goes by before the outbreak of anything resembling straight-ahead action, and when that long-remembered beauty of his dreams turns up as the sole survivor of a spaceship crash, she acquires a name, Julia, she's played by Olga Kurylenko, but never enough vitality to sustain interest in what becomes a ménage à trois. Oblivion was directed by Joseph Kosinski, whose previous film and feature debut was the visually striking and dramatically turgid Tron Legacy. This new one isn't turgid. There's always Tom Cruise, bright-eyed and intense, piloting his spaceship with Top Gun panache in a Star Wars chase, and Andrea Riseborough is fully in command of a role that she invests with passion and with intriguing mystery. The film eventually answers all of the mysteries posed by the plot: Julia's identity, the roots of Jack's nostalgia, the truth about the planetary apocalypse. But the mystery posed by Oblivion as a whole is why its mysteries are posed so clumsily and worked out so murkily. It's enough to make you nostalgic for the days when action adventures made accessible sense. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.